Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg, co-host Green Diva Lisa, and sidekick Green Dude Scott share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Good morning. Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show.
I'm thanking our broad audience here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Simmer down, people. Isn't that funny? Well, you're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And Silent Jessie, who's not so silent anymore.
Oh, she's been heard in the distance.
She's been heard. So we'll get her to play some more on the air. She's going to play with us today when we do our eco-friendly printer Know Your Green quiz.
Yes. Well, she's... We are rustling around in coats and things. It's warm in the studio, but it sure was cold getting here.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in like the teens overnight tonight.
I know. You know, I heard from my friends in Austin, and it was down to 20 in the 20s in the last couple of days as well at night.
In Austin?
In Austin.
Oh, that's kind of wacky.
Everything's wacky.
All right. Listen, I want to give a shout out to our online media partners
who
do a lot to not only disseminate great green news and information, but help grow the Green Diva family.
I know. I feel like I need to take a speed reading course so I can get all these this information in.
But I do want to mention them because they're really great. Care2.com, EatDrinkBetter.com, EarthGarage.com, EcoMe, and that's ECOMII.com, EcoSeed.org, GreenRevolutionRadio.com, FeelGoodStyle.com, and GDreadRadio.net for Grateful Dread Public Radio. Yay.
Yay.
Then we have a little sponsorship announcement.
Yes, we have our new sponsors, the European Wax Center of Denville, New Jersey. And, you know, we love them because everything that they do is 100% natural. All the products they use are 100% natural. And it's not just about removing hair. It's about revealing healthy skin. So that's awesome. They want to give a gift basket away. And so you can get services. You can try services for free there, which is awesome.
Yep. Free wax.
Free wax. And when you go there and you mention the Green Diva Radio Show, you get to participate in a gift basket drawing, which will happen before the holidays. So
because not only do they wax, they have some really nice products that are, you know, very healthy, natural, luscious skincare products.
Luscious is right.
So what's the number? Do you have the number for the Denville? Because we're talking about the Denville, New Jersey European Wax Center. And I know if you go to our website, thegreendivas.com, right at the top we have a banner with the phone number. Yeah. All right. Well, meanwhile, I'm just going to kind of let folks know what we have on the show today. We have our Green Diva correspondent, Dr. Heather Eaves, calling in from the Washington, D.C. area.
Right before Heather comes in, I would like to give you that number for the Denville Wax Center, which is 973-586-3900. So sign up for your free wax treatment and...
mention the Green Divas.
Mention the degrievance.
That was pretty funny.
Okay, go ahead, Meg.
Yeah, give that number one more time.
973-586-3900. And we'll also have it on our website.
Yes.
Get a free gift basket.
Good, good, good. And then our interview guest today is Jessica Aranella. She comes on the show pretty regularly. Every few months we have her.
Because we love her so much.
She's producing a TV series of short videos called What You Can Do. And they're on the web, obviously, and they're great, great ways, very practical, wonderful ways of what you can do in 1 minute. I love that concept.
And their website is so user-friendly. You open, and on the homepage, they make it so easy for you to click on an issue that you are interested in. And then, of course, you click on – it's just so well done. I love their website.
Yeah, yeah. We love them. So then we have our Sleeping Naked is Green. This is a big topic we're going to try to cover in 5 minutes today.
Oh, we have so much to talk about.
But this one is Vanessa's entry that we picked was Make My Own Cosmetics and Beauty Products.
And I got some good ones, but Megan's going to tell us why you should even consider that.
Oh,
some scary stuff out there.
I was horrified doing the homework. And I thought, I mean, I've been inherently using, you know, more natural products and pure products over the years. But now I know why.
And I've got some great things you can make so easily at home.
Well, yeah. So we're going to talk about that. And then in Green Diva Lisa's Take Two segment for repurposing and other fun things, we'll be talking about more about thoughtful gift giving for the holiday season.
Yes.
Things
some of the things
make.
Things that you can do. You know, it's all holiday related.
Well, and we can talk about the post you did this week about wrapping.
Right.
Cheap, fun, use your stuff at home repurposing wrapping. And there's a couple things we realize we missed.
I know. Things that I've actually done before.
I know. Me too.
I'm pumping it up for next year's post.
Now, we have the eco-friendly printer Know Your Green Quiz number 2. And we will pick a winner after the break, the first break. And then we will talk to Greg Barber, our eco-friendly printer, about next week's quiz. This week's quiz, the gift is a $100 gift certificate to the eco-friendly printer. And
yay.
If you think about it, you know, you could do holiday cards, postcards, thank you notes. I mean, there's so many things.
You can use it for business.
Or business cards.
Business
right?
cards, yeah. right?
All kinds of fun things. So anyway, we will talk about that after the first break and announce our winner. Silent Jesse's going to pick. We have our little bowl of names of all those who got the correct answer.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, so I also want to mention our G2 Organics giveaway, which we haven't mentioned so much. We keep forgetting.
Well, no, we've actually mentioned it every week.
Yes,
I have mentioned it every week.
All right.
When you're not paying attention,
okay.
I am.
Good.
Anyway, for when we reach the 3,000 mark, G2 Organics is going to give away a wonderful gift basket with really, really lovely
talk
G2
about
Organic products.
Clean, natural, healthy skincare beauty products, people.
They've got a whole line, but the thing that's the most remarkable, I think, is the nail polish and nail polish remover.
Right.
I mean,
odor-free.
Odor-free, toxic-free.
Organic. Toxic-free. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy good. So.
And great colors and all that.
We're almost there, folks. We are almost there.
Just have
so
a few
pretty
more.
Soon. Yeah. We've got a lot of folks in the running, but we'll have one of our fun, you know, Green Diva.
We'll talk about Christmas trees today, too.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about things that you can do to green up your Christmas.
I guess I got to do that. My head's so not there. But, you know, I also want to just offer, you know, Green Dude Scott's not in today.
So hey, Scotty. Hope you're listening.
We miss you, but it's a little quieter. And we would love to have you call in and say hello, ask questions, participate. The number here is 973-267-9687. Again, that's 973-267-9687. And you'll talk to our awesome engineer, Mike, and he'll get you on the air to join in the fun. So let's see if Heather's ready for us. I know she was at an event and she was going to skip out of the busy room and try to talk to us.
Oh, good.
Dr. Heather.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, just so happy.
You're
how,
so
how
busy.
Are you?
Oh, we're great. We're great. I'm so glad you could take the time because, you know, you're doing so much wonderful things and I just want to get caught up and hear what you're doing.
Well, we've been trying to do a lot of, certainly trying to do a green Christmas, that's for sure. So we're doing a lot with that. But we also, I found something really interesting that I went to because I did some home improvements to try to improve our own footprint.
Okay.
So we replaced the HVAC and switched over to wind power and
wow.
And things like that.
Wait a minute. Do you have your own wind power station, or are you just plugging into?
I wish. Yeah, I'm going to take a bunch of propellers on the top of my roof. Uh-huh. No, we have an option here through our electric company that we can choose renewable sources of energy.
Nice.
To power our house.
Nice.
It costs a little more, but when you have a more efficient unit in the house, then it basically all evens out, and you actually save money.
Yay!
Then I got really interested because there is really a whole new industry emerging, as you know, for green building, and I was curious how DC was doing on that front, and I found a really interesting site called GreenDCDaily.com. And it's run by a green realtor who then posts all kinds of information about different projects that are going on around D.C. Metro to improve buildings and retrofit, because, you know, in D.C. we have quite a number of older buildings.
Right.
That nobody wants to take down. You look at Georgetown, you look at Capitol Hill,
right.
There's a lot of places that are quite old and quite lovely. And so they're retrofitting to make them green, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that is. And it can't be that simple sometimes.
No, it's not necessarily simple, but one of the cases I read on this site was that they came up with a solution for a condo. They had a perfect kind of roof system for solar hot water.
Wow.
Great.
And they came up with a system where they were able to install the entire system without costing the condo, you know, raising the condo fees.
Wow.
For the residents. And apparently the reports back are the water is just as hot, the pressure is just as strong, and everybody's satisfied. And in another probably 6-8 months, they'll start seeing, again, financial returns on this new system.
Wow.
And
that's,
they'll be saving money.
See, that's what people want to know, that it's not going to cost them money to do this or cost
right.
them comfort. I mean, in you know, really.
Or that it'll save in the long run if they do put the financial output in, out
exactly.
in the front.
Exactly. You invest up front a little bit, but over time you actually save a lot more money by going green.
Well, it's good to hear that there are more and more folks, there's more and more green and certified lead architects and contractors that are getting involved and finding better ways to retrofit these older buildings. I mean, we have a lot of beautiful old buildings here in Morristown and Morris County, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes.
go out to places like Brooklyn, New York, and New York, of course. And it's got to be done. It's worthwhile.
Yeah, it's an emerging field, and certainly an emerging field in graduate education today. I know through my Virginia Tech, there's an executive master's of natural resources that they're offering now, and a lot of what they're focusing on is this angle. It's really, really exciting to see the developments that are happening.
It is, and I hope they can overcome all of the horrible violence they've been experiencing at that school. Sorry, I just had to bring that up because it was in the news yesterday.
Yes. Of course, I get the VT alerts on my droid as it's happening. So, and lots of people calling in to say, "Oh, are you in Blacksburg today?" No, I'm not in Blacksburg. So, it was a very sad situation, but hopefully, it'll be resolved.
Of course. It's just this, and you know, Virginia Tech just seems to be particularly hard hit, but it's a very large school.
Exactly.
So, well, we hope that I'd like to think that some of this green thinking that we have and changing and being more thoughtful will have a positive effect in general on our society. I'd like to think so. I don't know. It's a stretch, but I don't know.
I'm seeing kindness. I'm seeing consciousness. I'm seeing a changed world from when I moved here 13 years ago.
Good to hear.
I think it's happening already.
Well,
I really do.
I think that's also because you're part of it. So just keep doing what you're doing, Heather. We're really glad you took the time to call us, and we'll stay in touch.
Absolutely. And the kids were just asking me in the car. They were saying, "Well, can we listen?" I said, "Of course, babe. It's on podcast."
Aww.
Everybody can listen.
Aw, we'll get them on the show next time. It'll be fun.
My little greenies, yeah.
I know. I love watching her Facebook posts. Always talk about all the fun stuff she and her kids are doing for not only the green, but their community. They're very active.
Well,
we love the community. So I tell you, I just read this great thing in Washington, I think it was Washington Post 50, about older people over 70 giving us advice about how to live a happy life, and one of the things is giving back to others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving to your community and giving back to others. It lifts your spirit like nothing else.
Well, in this season, there are a lot of folks that need it. Thanks so much for everything you do, Heather.
Happy holidays.
Thanks.
Heather.
Happy holidays. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
You bet.
All right, we're going to go on a quick break, and we'll be back with more fun. Stay tuned.
Our friend Greg, the eco-friendly printer, is doing a new weekly Know Your Green quiz with the Green Divas.
He's got some great prizes from folks like Zipcar, Green Apple Cleaners, and TechSurf to give away every week.
Every Saturday on the radio, we'll announce the previous week's winners and the next week's quiz. You can get all the details on thegreendivas.com.
And even if you don't win, you might just learn something.
Meanwhile, please visit ecofriendlyprinter.com to find out what printing green really means.
Good morning.
What the heck happened to you last night?
Oh, it's just my old mattress. You know, I want one of those memory foam mattresses, but they're so toxic. I really can't go there.
You have to try Essentia. They're the only company making outrageously comfortable, all-natural foam mattresses. You know, like Tempur-Pedic, but healthier.
Really? Essentia?
Really. And I hear they're giving away $300 with the purchase of any mattress if you mention the Green Divas radio show. Find a store near you at myessentia.com.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
All right. Well, we're minus our testosterone today. We're all...
I know. I miss him.
We're all Green Diva today. Okay, so we're going to do the eco-friendly printer quiz right after this.
Sleeping naked is green. At least Vanessa Farquharson, who wrote the book, thought so. Using her hilarious book, we will explore and expand on some of the 366 journal entries where she shares her year-long journey of trying new ways of being green on a daily basis. This segment is brought to you by Essentia, the only natural memory foam mattress in the world, myessentia.com, and of course, the Green Divas radio show.
Okay, so this is a we're going to jam a lot into 5 minutes.
No, I'm going to try to have to talk fast.
And not make my editing later, you know, suffer. But one of the posts she did on December 28th, and that's Vanessa Farquharson in her book, was make my own cosmetics and skincare products. And so we've changed that to make your own. But she didn't write much about why. So we went into, like, why would you do that, right? Okay, so here's some facts I've learned, mostly from, by the way, most of the statistics have come from Environmental Working Group's Skin Deep. They have a cosmetic database.
Of which is fantastic.
It really is.
Very thorough.
The average woman uses 12 personal care products daily. Beauty products, right?
Count them, ladies, when you're getting ready in the morning.
Average man uses 6. Each product contains a dozen or more chemicals, many of which are toxic. So if you start doing the math, it comes out, they say that the average woman exposes herself to over 167 chemicals on her body and face during her daily beauty regime.
Could
regimen.
You say that number
regimen.
Again? Regimen. Regime.
The average woman exposes herself to over 167 chemicals on her body and face during her daily beauty regimen.
All right. Now when you say that, that's just insane.
I know. Over 80,000 here. And then it gets even like deeper in terms of, okay, there's over 80,000 chemicals used in personal care products in the U.S. Only 200 of them are tested for safety. Okay, you got that? That's insane.
That's scary.
It's very unregulated. And I know there's a lot of, you know, we don't need big government, blah, blah, blah. But, like, hello. The chemicals used in these products aren't only bad for those who use them, us the consumers, but they're bad for the people who work every day in these manufacturing plants who are exposed to them in large doses. And they end up in the environment also in this manufacturing process. And also as we wash them off, what they're finding is that babies are being born already contaminated with a lot of these particular toxins. They're in the umbilical cord blood. That's like really upsetting. So a few of the common toxic chemicals that are found in everyday personal care products are Oh, my God. Here we go with the pronunciations. Phthalates, parabens, BHA, and others. Well, that's an interesting sound. It sounded like a foghorn. Somebody's phone was buzzing. Anyway, there's much more. And, you know, a lot of these have been banned in Europe already. But, again, you're going to go to the cosmeticdatabase.com or ewg.org/skindeep to find out more. And these chemicals are known to cause things like neurodevelopment disorders, lung tumors, liver and kidney tumors, genital abnormalities, oh goody, lowered sperm count. Okay, that's just a few things.
This morning, I just heard a report about breast cancer, and our tissue, women's breast tissue, really absorbs these kinds of toxins.
Yeah. So now, two videos. I'm listing them on our website, thegreendivas.com, so you can go there and get links to these. There's the story of stuffs, the story of cosmetics, which is excellent. There's another one that EWG did called The Story Behind Cosmetics. Both are very powerful. Now, we have like a minute left.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. But, you know, to talk about the things we can do, and one of the things we can do, these are good reasons to make your own. It's very simple. So many of the things we use on our skin. Go ahead, Lisa.
There are so many simple things, and I will post these on our website. But I found one for hand lotion, which really all it is the recipe calls for water, emulsified wax, olive oil, and essential oils.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple.
Right. You don't need a bunch of chemicals.
Uh-huh. And I've made this before myself, this cranberry lip balm. You know, fresh cranberries, almond oil, honey, and oil from vitamin E.
Right. So, you know, we're going to give you a whole bunch of ways and recipes and resources to find out how easy it is to make your own. At least, you know, some of the lotions that we put all over our body, our skin is our largest organ.
Mm-hmm.
And cosmetic-wise, I'm going to list out some of my favorite makeup companies that are pretty clean. And I feel good about it, and I am like the canary in a coal mine, so I'll be able to tell you.
Well, all of these things that we'll be posting will be very good gift ideas as well, things you can make and give away.
Inexpensive, nice, fun, appreciated. Also, I'm just going to mention Mountain Rose Herbs as one of the great resources I've used.
And many herbalists use them. Yeah. They're a trusted resource.
All right. That wraps it up for today.
Well, that was fun. Remember to tune in to the Green Divas radio show next week to hear another installment of Sleeping Naked is Green, based on the book by Vanessa Farquharson. This segment was sponsored by Essentia, the outrageously comfortable natural memory foam mattress, so you can sleep green and healthy. Find out more at myessentia.com.
All right. Yeah, that's a loaded topic that we are going to post a whole lot more on the website, because there's a lot more to talk about with that.
And it's really easy to go simple with all that
stuff. Yeah, so we're going to give you a lot of ways to, you hear that?
Uh-huh.
Those are all
Drum
the names.
Roll, please.
All the names of people who got last week's eco-friendly printer Know Your Green quiz, question number two, correctly. And the question was, what is PCW paper?
Is it A, made from pre-consumer waste? Is it B, made from post-consumer waste? Is it C, made from pre-chlorine waste? Or D, made from post-chlorine waste?
And the answer is, it's post-consumer waste, which was B. So of all those folks who got it correctly, we got your name, and Silent Jesse's picking a name randomly. And it is Daniela Graca.
Oh.
I'm pronouncing her name right.
Well, congratulations, Daniela. You'll have a gift certificate for
$100.
$100 at the green, eco-friendly printer.
And Daniela, what you'll do is you will email Greg Barber, who is the eco-friendly printer, at greg@ecofriendlyprinter.com.
And we will share your information with Greg ourselves.
Yep. Woohoo. Okay. So we'll be talking to Greg at the end of the show to hear next week's quiz.
Excellent.
And there you go. So, Lisa, you have a lot of fun stuff to talk about today for, again, getting prepared for the holidays and how we can be more green and conscious and healthy and yah-yah.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with Christmas trees today. Here's something I learned from thegreenest.com. Fake trees are only green in color. Your best bet is to dust off that old axe of yours that you have in the garage, and I've got one, and go to your local tree farm. And the reason why is because those trees are actually, you know, they're grown for this purpose.
Right.
And if you go to your local tree farm instead of buying them on the corner,
right,
then they're not being shipped in, yeah, from a distance, and you can trust where they come from, and you're supporting a local business. The other thing that I recommend, if you do not have a fake tree, if you do have a fake tree, please, please keep it for as long as possible. And if you need to get rid of it, please donate it to a local charity or go to freecycle.com or something like that.
Didn't our mother end up with a fake tree?
We did end up with a fake tree. Actually,
which is sad.
You know, what's really interesting is, and sad, and my aunt and uncle has had one in their living room decorated.
Oh, yeah. Aunt Sally.
Aunt Sally. And they just sold their house, so they had to lose the tree. Our grandmother and I decorated that tree 30 years ago together.
And it stayed there.
And
like
it
they
stayed in their living room because they didn't use their living room in the winter. They went to Florida.
That's so
So they
funny.
Kept it up in the living room all.
They had to dust all the ornaments off.
It was what it was. So anyway, keep that. And then the other thing is, if you do use a real tree, go find out where there's a good recycling program in your community.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of communities in Philadelphia, for instance, there's several communities that it's a citywide program where you can donate your tree back. They'll mulch it up for you, and they use it for the parks and the community gardens.
Yeah, I know our community definitely uses the trees and mulches them.
Yeah, so that's another thing to do if you have. Now, for decorating, I came up with some great ideas that are not only inexpensive and repurposing things that you probably have in your house, but it's also fun to do together with family, especially the kids. Do you remember those paper chains we used to make in school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're always like ugly colors, like, you know, like pale pink and blue.
Well, those with a faded red construction paper.
Yeah.
But instead of going out and buying construction paper to do that, use your old wrapping paper. You know, if you have some old Christmas wrapping paper that you don't necessarily like that much anymore, but you can't seem to, you haven't gotten rid of it, use it. Make little chains. You can be very creative. Either use all the same print or take two prints and alternate them or whatever. That can be really fun and fun to do. And remember the popcorn and cranberries my kids and I used to sit around and
I've done that.
By the
We've
fire
done that.
With the
right,
music
yes.
going and making those little strings of popcorn and
it's
cranberry.
Funny. One of my friends from school on Facebook said that they were doing that. And then 2 days later, she said, "I hate popcorn and cranberries."
Well, I didn't hate it after. And the other thing is, once you're done with it, you take it outside, you hang it in your bushes or trees around your yard, and the birds have something to eat.
Yeah.
So that's all. That's nice. My daughter-in-law has a tradition of having a wreath party every year. She buys a bunch of greens and some supplies, and this year there were three generations of family and friends making wreaths together. That she's been doing it for years now. And
yes, we were the recipients of one of your wreaths.
I made a wreath, and you guys were the beneficiaries.
I know. I love it.
And it's just fun. We built a little fire outside, and we all stood around these tables and laughed and shared good food and made wreaths.
All right.
Christmas wrapping. I posted, and it's a very long. There's 11 choices of how to green up your wrapping.
11 ways.
11 ways. And I thought of some more, of course.
I know.
I always do.
Yeah, one of the things, I mean, that we thought of, that I've done is I've used dish towels, like pretty dish towels that are new and clean, and you wrap up in those, then people have them.
That's right, and I've been the recipient of that before. Yeah. Or any fabric that you have around. And there might be some fabric that you're not using that's left over. You may have some lightly used but really pretty old linens that you don't use anymore, either table or bed linens that you don't use. You can use those.
But most of the ideas on your post were really repurposing, not buying new stuff.
You know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Repurpose the fabric that you have in your house, or buy new dish towels. If you have wrapping paper that you don't like the look of anymore, turn it inside out. Use it on the white side. You can either keep it white and brighten it up with reusing ribbons that you already have. Or you can decorate it, and you can decorate it, either have the kids draw on it, or you can make little stamps with apples and carving apples and
potatoes,
soap,
and
go in the garage. You probably have some paint in the garage. Grab some of that up. Use that as your painting and decorating. You can do the same thing with brown paper bags. Turn them inside out if there's any print on them. Cut them open flat and wrap your presents with those. You can use newspaper wrap, which is something I've used. Now, in our family, and I've talked about this before, I'm the traveler, so I use maps, maps. Everybody knows that what's under the tree, if it's wrapped in a map, it's from me. My son's an architect. He uses architectural drawings. You can decorate with greens from your yard. You can decorate with old Christmas cards if you want to repurpose some Christmas cards. And I've saved all my old Christmas cards. I'm now cutting them up. I'm saving the written notes if they're precious to me. And otherwise, I'm using the other parts either by writing notes on the back like postcards or decorating presents with them or bags.
Yeah.
You can do the same with old calendars. If you find some old calendars, you can cut the beautiful art off the old calendars and put them on bags or packages.
Yeah, right.
Things like that. And then last but not least, if you use a shredder, use that shredder to protect delicate things that you're
packing. Do you know, I used that tip after reading your post.
Oh, good.
When I was at the insurance company doing something, my little local insurance agent, and they were having a little holiday party, and I don't know. She said something about the shredder, and I said, you can use.
I'm glad to hear the words getting out, but there's all kinds of other things you can use.
Yeah, so I recommend going to thegreendivas.com and looking at right now. It's the top post. It won't be after we post this show links and resources this afternoon, but it'll be there. Also, I'll just mention real quick, find us on Facebook. You got to do it to enter the G2 Organics. You got to go and mention G2 Organics anyway.
Right.
So you might as well go. Plus, now you got to go there to play the eco-friendly printer Know Your Green quiz.
And you can also find the Know Your Green quiz on our homepage, which is thegreendivas.com. And there'll be all kinds of information, any links and information from today's show there.
All right. Well, let's go for another break. And when we come back, we will have Jessica Arenella from What You Can Do. Stay tuned.
Can't wait.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
Green information overload? These one-word book reviews might help.
Hey, Meg. I have to get some presents, and of course I have to buy green. Got any ideas where to go?
Yeah, buygreen.com is my favorite place to shop online for anything green. Here, check this out.
Ooh, look at that great rating system.
It's simple, clear, look at all the goodies. One-stop shopping for home or office.
Ooh, wait, did you see that bag?
Buygreen.com, a Green Diva's trusted source for great green shopping. If you're anything like me, you're too busy to read all the wonderful books coming out about how to achieve a greener lifestyle. Out of the 50 books in my review stack, here are three of my favorites and my one-word reviews for each. On Bicycles, 50 Ways the New Bike Culture Can Change Your Life, edited by Amy Walker. Motivating. Farmer Jane, Women Changing the Way We Eat, by Tamara Costa. Naturally. Food Not Lawns, How to Turn Your Yard into a Garden and Your Neighborhood into a Community, by H.C. Flores. Grassroots.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
All right. Welcome back to the Green Divas Radio Show. Good morning.
And you're...
What?
I was going to say, Green Diva Megan and Green Diva Lisa's here.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And we're missing Green Duty, Green Dude Scott.
Green Duty. Scotty Duty. Yeah.
Sorry,
we
Scott.
We are missing him today.
We are.
He's so much fun to abuse. I mean, make fun. I mean, have fun with. Anyway, I think Jessica Arenella is on the line. Let's just go right there and talk to her. Jessica, are you there?
I am. Hello.
So great to hear your voice again.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm always so excited to talk to you.
Well, you've got a lot of stuff going on. Some news, huh?
We do indeed. We are very excited to announce that we are finally back on to PBS in the city, both on Channel 21, WLIW, as well as 13.
Wow.
And, very exciting, we are also going to be on NJTV.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Are you broadcast across the country as well?
We are working on that. We are
okay.
Just on WNET.
Well, that's
great.
Huge.
That's really great.
It's huge. Well, we're big fans. We love what you're doing. And maybe you could just give us, a 101 on the concept of what you can do.
Yes, of course. And we are huge fans of you as well, so thank you. But basically, we create 60-second videos that show people what can be done about the world's most pressing environmental and social issues if you only have 1 minute of time to give. And we've covered everything from environmental green issues, water conservation, climate change, to pressing social issues like human trafficking, domestic violence, things of this nature.
Well, for instance, the water conservation thing, you got people involved in making a pledge to do, what was it, a week?
We did. We've been really, that's the other thing we've been working hard on this year, is trying to show with our growing Facebook community and our growing fan base what the idea of collective change looks like. So last year we took 5 days for a water conservation challenge, and we were able to collectively save 2,000 gallons of water in just 5 days.
I love it. I participated in that, and it was a really good way to just be reminded and make sure that I was being aware of my water use. I like to think I'm conscientious, but it was great.
Yes. And right now we're currently doing one that's called Toys on Us, where for every 50 fans, new fans we get on Facebook, we'll be donating one toy for a boy and a girl to Toys for Tots.
Awesome.
That's great. Tell us again the website.
It is whatyoucando.com.
And I have to say again, what a fabulous website.
Well, thank you.
It's so accessible. I just wanted to bounce around all over it. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. We have to give props to our wonderful web designer, Noah Diamond, for that.
All right, Noah.
Yeah, all right, Noah.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to him someday because ours is not at all... not at all as organized and fun as yours. What I love is if you go to their website, you really can just pick a topic that you feel passionate about, click on it, and you've got any number of video vignettes and ideas and activities.
Yes.
I know one of the problems that we have is that there's so much information out there, and we're just it's so hard to keep up with. What's it like in your day trying to figure out what to talk about?
Well, we've been trying to do it this year seasonally, as I know you guys are. And I think that's really helpful for people to sort of jump in with what people have on their minds.
Right.
I thought your wrapping paper segment was amazing.
Oh, good.
We got a lot of amazing ideas from that, too.
Yeah.
But that's part of the reason. In 2010, as I know that we spoke about, we had done one video for every weekday of the year. And we ended up splitting it up by topic.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why our website is divided like that.
Do you have a favorite topic or a favorite thing that you learned about while thinking seasonally for this holiday season?
Well, again, thinking back, I know that we spoke of this as well, to protecting the night. That was a really amazing thing for us to learn about.
That's right.
Yes, and again, thinking of Christmas lights and how beautiful they are, and we all love them. But a lot of them come on timers now. And, again, knowing that 75% of power is actually used when an appliance is turned off, it does become important to unplug things. So sometime around, say, maybe 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, if they're on a timer, they could maybe turn off.
How about
or sooner.
Yeah. Well, you turned me on to that whole concept. I had never really thought so much about light pollution. And you turned me on to that guy, the Dark Ranger. I can't remember.
I know,
Kevin.
He's wonderful.
And we've been trying to get him back on the show. But, of course, he's actually a Bryce Canyon Ranger. So he's not always available electronically.
Yes, I know. but, yeah, he's wonderful. It was a real eye-opener for us as well. And very simple things that you can do. Just turning off your lights at night, getting dimmer switches. Very easy, quick, and they actually save you money as well as helping to fight climate change.
Well, and what I didn't know that you helped enlighten me, and of course Kevin, you know, carried on a little bit further with it, but the effects of our excessive man-made light at night, the effects on the environment and on animals.
Yes.
And on our own health, which
on
I didn't realize.
Health, yes. I don't think people realize that, again, that sleeping with even, I think it's just a little bit more than a candle's width of light within, I think it was 10 feet of your face, actually prevents you from creating melatonin, which is crucial in helping to build our health and our immune system.
Well, yeah, and then, of course, I read more about, like one LED in your room that's, you know, like probably what you're kind of talking about. They can be quite bright and piercing to your system, I guess. And so,
yeah, they can.
So I've spent...
Disrupts your sleep.
Well, I have this problem because I have a cable box, you know, at the end of the room, but it's facing my bed, and I can't unplug the thing every night. I mean, I guess I could, but then it resets and you go through all that. I can't talk.
I've taken to draping clothing over things like that.
Oh, that's a good idea because I spend my night trying to hide from it.
Yeah.
So that's a great idea. We actually did learn with the cable box recently. I don't know if you saw this, but this came out.
Oh, no.
I know, it's terrible. The cable boxes actually pull more power than anything else in your home.
Oh, so we really should unplug them.
Oh, my gosh.
I know it's a pain.
They're
but
the vampires,
also,
yeah.
They're going to be gone. I think it's a great time to unplug them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I turn almost everything else off. I make sure that everything else that could be charging, you know, that doesn't need to be charging is off. Because all those little things, you know, they're those energy vampires. You must have done a bunch of these videos on all this energy vampire stuff.
Yes, we did.
Now, you don't always perform or speak in these videos. You often have, you know, kids and everyday people, right?
Yes, it was important to us to show that, you know, anybody can do these things. You know, it doesn't have to be a, you know, paid performer. It doesn't have to be a famous celebrity, that we all have a minute and we can all do a lot. So it was important to us to sort of show the range of people living in our community doing these ideas.
Well, I think that video is obviously a very, very powerful tool to teaching people. And one of the things I've been doing is sending links to school teachers that I know because these are there's so many moments in a classroom, and they all have digital systems now in the classrooms, and it's such a great way to reach kids. So I punch things out to different teachers that I know on different subject matters.
And do you know whether they pick it up, Lisa?
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. And this is, you know, there's a tough school, Reagan High School, and I have a friend that teaches there in Austin, and it's a rough school. And, you know, she has 30 kids in a room, and she is able to capture their attention and actually teach them something through videos and things. So she's always grateful when I send her stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so.
Actually, one of our most inspiring days on what you can do is when we got to work in a public school here in Brooklyn, and the teacher had told the kids we were coming. And these kids were so brilliant and so prepared and so ready with one-minute ideas.
Aw,
that's great.
It was definitely one of the most inspiring weeks that we had.
That is fun.
I see a movement.
Yeah,
I do as well.
I enjoy working with kids. I have one of my dear friends here teaches in a middle school, and she does the environmental program, and so she had me in to talk to the kids. And again, they were really, really inspiring on how, you know. And this was an extra class; it wasn't part of the regular curriculum. These kids had to stay after school to do this program.
Oh, wow!
And they not only knew a lot, and because they had lots of ideas for me, but. But they were just so enthusiastic, and they're bringing that home to their
parents. I think that's a great place to think about that. After-school programs are always looking for fun things to do with people. Well, why not engage them?
Well, see, now, Lisa, you can send them all links, all your teacher friends' links to what you can do.
I have already, and I'm going to do more of it.
So what do you have coming up? What are some of your new topics?
So right now we're really working on these. Also, I know, to sort of riff on what you guys were talking about, this idea of, you know, doing something simple over the holidays. And we came up with some ideas for under $20 for green ideas for the holidays.
Nice.
Yes. And some of our favorite ones were the idea of, they now make reusable keep cups that you can sort of keep in your bag, like a reusable canvas bag, that are dishwasher safe, microwave safe, and then you can give to your barista to make your coffee.
All right.
Very good.
That's awesome. Yeah. I want one.
I know.
Have you posted this video yet? Can I get that information yet?
Yes. Actually, if you go to whatyoucando.com, all this information is on our blog.
Okay. Just checking.
And also, we came up with some great ideas for sort of the people who have everything.
Great.
Which, there's some wonderful organizations that we've worked with that have, you know, sort of wonderful ideas for people you can get. If you go to the rainforestalliance.org.
Yeah.
Friends of mine, by the way.
Oh, yes. you can adopt an acre of rainforest in someone's name. Defenders of Wildlife, of course, allows you to symbolically adopt an animal.
Have you ever done heifer?
We have worked with heifer. We haven't been able to make a video with them yet, but okay. I would love that.
Yeah.
In fact, that's a favorite gift that my sister and I actually get for my father every year.
Yeah, and it was such a novelty a few years ago to give someone, you know, a cow or whatever.
A goat, yeah.
A goat, cow, you know, and people love it.
And then for your sort of girlfriends who might want something a little bit different, there's a wonderful site called globalgirlfriend.org. Huh. And they sell jewelry made by women in need in countries like Africa, that a purchase of this jewelry helps to support them in their communities and thus supporting fair trade.
Wow. You can feel good about that.
And it's beautiful. Their jewelry is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, good. We're writing all this down.
I got that one. That's fantastic. So what are you going to do for the holidays?
We go to my father's house in Massachusetts. We usually spend it pretty low-key.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Now, he isn't in the western Berkshires, Massachusetts, by any chance, is he?
No, he's close to Boston.
Okay. Just checking.
Will you be in the Berkshires?
Well, no, but I used to be.
Oh.
And I'm still trying to get back there all the time.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
It is lovely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us today. It's been awesome as usual. And keep up the good work. And let's spread the word some more.
Yeah.
Yes, and thank you to you as well.
Now, one more time, people can find you at
whatyoucando.com.
Okay. And you can also check at thegreendivas.com, and we'll post it all there, too.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Yeah,
happy
you
holidays.
Too, Jessica. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
She's always so darn clever.
I know. I love it. So many good things. There's just so many great things and so many ways to share. So I recommend you all get on that website, find some interesting things to do, and then share it with everyone you know.
There you go. Yeah, Lisa, you're already on it, man. Already sharing.
I'm already sharing.
Okay. So, Greg is calling in to talk about the next eco-friendly printer Know Your Green quiz. Greg?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome.
I'm here this week.
Yay! I know.
I missed last week, except for the last minute.
Well, that's all right. I mean, you know, we're getting into our groove with this, which is it's getting fun now, right?
I certainly hope your listeners liked the quiz that we're doing, and I hope they're learning a lot. And if any of them want to, you know, talk to me further, you know how to tell them to call me or email me.
Absolutely. And we did announce your email address because you gave me permission to do that, and that's Greg.
Yes, I would like to hear from a lot of people.
Greg@ecofriendlyprinter.com.
Tell them the Green Divas sent you.
Yeah.
No, that's great. And congratulations to, I was listening to saw our show, and congratulations to Daniela for winning the post-consumer waste quiz number two.
Yeah.
We'll get you her information.
So tell us what the next...
Quiz number three coming up is, what does FSC stand for?
Okay.
And I have four choices, and, you know, your listeners will choose one of them. And and obviously on your show, you pick out from the people that answered the quiz correctly.
Yep.
And I think this third quiz, I'm going to also give a free membership to Zipcar, which entitles the winner to 1 year of membership to Zipcar.
Wow.
And I will tell you this, is that I am a member of Zipcar, and I've already been on 3 or 4 rides, and it's terrific. I take a train in from Long Island, get to Penn Station, walk over to my Zipcar parking lot, get in there, and I could drive out to see you guys in Morristown. Is that where you guys are?
Yep.
And then I can bring the car back to Penn Station, get back on my train, go back home. That's how Zipcar works.
And I'm sure they have Zipcars out here. I mean, you know, there's plenty of folks.
I think right now Zipcar is in, I don't know, 20 or 30 states. They're all over the place.
There's a little Zipcar.
One of the fastest growing green, car services in the country.
Well, what's nice with Zipcar, too, is if you have a membership, even if, you know, you don't need it necessarily at home all the time, but you travel, mm-hmm. right?
There's Zipcar right in Austin, Texas, right in my neighborhood. There's a little parking, few cars parked in my neighborhood for it.
I think it's a great, great idea. So I'm just going to mention the 4 possible answers for what is or what does FSC stand for.
Let me say the 4th one is I have a change in my 4th one. So
okay.
Let me just say what they are because I'm not sure you have them.
Good. Okay.
First one is Forest Services Council. Second one is Forestry Safety Conservation. Third one is Forest Service Conservation. The 4th one is Forest Stewardship Council. And if any of your listeners want to know what FSC really stands for, tell them to email me. I'll call them back.
Okay.
Cheaters.
Well, I mean, that's after
I know. Okay. But this is all relative to paper. And you'll often hear, you know, that someone is using FSC paper.
Now you'll know what that means.
And you will know what that means.
That's it.
Well.
And just so I don't know how much time I have, but post-consumer waste, if anybody wants to really call me, I mean, Daniela got PCW correct as far as what it stands for, but if anybody wants to know more in detail, please contact me.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling in, Greg. It was very helpful, and we're having fun, and we're getting more and more folks interested in what the eco-friendly printer is doing, and we're all learning. We're all learning about what it means to be greener with
paper. What all these things mean, and why should we care about them? That's awesome.
Well, I enjoy being part of your show, and it's fun to listen to.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Care, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well,
wow, that was a full show.
That was a full show so far. We still have a couple minutes left, and I just want to again mention our Facebook page is getting pretty active and fun, and that's either facebook.com/greendivas, or you can just search Green Divas Radio Show.
Yeah.
Like us, mention G2 Organics to get in the running for a G2 Organics gift basket. Talk about luscious, clean, non-toxic, you know, cosmetics. Yeah, baby.
You can go to our website to play this quiz and have an opportunity to win a membership for Zipcard. So the website is thegreendivas.com, and you'll find out all the links and information from today's show.
Actually, you can't play. The quiz is on our Facebook page. You can find
I'm going to get this eventually.
I know. You can find out information, and there is a link to the quiz, but the quiz itself is on our Facebook page.
And if you're looking for one more thing to win, I recommend you call and make a free appointment for a service at the European Wax Center. And
yeah, mention the Green Divas.
In the running for a basket of goodies.
Yeah. So please have wonderful holiday season. I'm really hoping people take it easy and don't get too stressed about it all.
Next week, we're just going to talk
about
more things.
Oh, yeah, we got a phone
call.
We have like 1 minute.
Oh, let's
answer
the phone.
Hello, Wayne.
Great show, ladies. Great show.
Thank you, Wayne.
And I just had to call in because I just felt so all alone because Scotty wasn't around today.
Oh, we needed to have a little testosterone, a little man voice on the air. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. All right. I'll see you in a little bit.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, for anybody who hasn't figured it out yet, that's my Wayne.
That's Megan's Wayne.
Isn't that sweet?
Heaven.
We've burned up another hour, so...
Golly. So next week we'll have a lot more ideas to ease and green up your Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
Or any holiday.
Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.